After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I wanna thank you, 'cause you made me that much stronger. When I thought I knew
you, we are stronger than this, we are better than this, and we deserve much, much better than this. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been sharing with you all my high-level analysis of what the Supreme Court has done in the last 24 hours as it relates to the right amongst all rights that is essential in a democracy. It is, in my opinion, maybe the most important of all rights, and that is the right to due process guaranteed to every person, regardless of citizenship, that stands on American soil by our Constitution. The Trump administration snatched people off of the streets, afforded them no hearing, put them on a plane, and have sent them to a foreign prison, one of the most brutal prisons on the planet Earth, including at least one man the administration admits should have never been snatched, should have never been put on that plane, should have never been flown to El Salvador, and should not be sitting in that prison today. And the Supreme Court of these United States said, meh. Meh. Now, there is some good news. I don't want to be all doom and gloom. The Supreme Court was very clear and completely shut down what I've heard from conservative texters on the text lines.
Non-citizens in the United States don't get any due process.
No. Even the five conservative corrupt justices that are in the pockets of the billionaire class made it clear that you have to have due process. But they're like, let's figure out this other way. Got to do it habeas corpus. Oh, there's like 200, nearly 40 people that were denied this right and might be suffering irreparable harm, including a gay makeup artist from out east. I'm sure he's faring really well in the uber-violent, super-overcrowded hellhole that is this prison in El Salvador. I'm sure that's working out fine. It is sickening to me. And so I mention this in the context of these broader discussions that are happening about the Insurrection Act, about a third term, because the courts aren't getting it done, and this Supreme Court can be counted on for, well, nothing. Civic. Kurt from Madison, thanks for your patience. You're up next, sir.
Hi. I want to speak to this idea that he's going to declare martial law. So, meaning those of us who serve in the military, we all pledge to the same set of rules of unlawful acts. Even if he does it, there's going to be lots of problems. You're going to have, you know, X percentage of the military that are, you know, are behind the scenes are going to be all gung-ho of it, but you're going to have a large portion that are not about it. So you're going to have a collapse of the infrastructure of the military itself based on the command of martial law. Second is, given this country's propensity to own multiple weapons and incredible amounts of ammo, it would just unleash hell on its head.
Which, just so, let me hop in here, Kurt, which itself could then become a secondary justification for invocation of the Insurrection Act. The dominoes falling here is what I get concerned about. I completely agree with you about your commentary. There are many good, honorable people in the military that I know would not follow an unconstitutional order. Thank you so much, Kurt. Appreciate your time. Mark from Prairie du Sac, hello.
Hello. Yeah, it just seems to me that reading again through the Declaration of Independence, he is, with a little change in the verbiage, he is committing the same felonies against the people of the United States as King George of England did against the colonists. I mean, extending, creating new officers, changing a little bit, new officers to go and eat off the sustenance of the people. I mean, that's what Doge is doing. I mean, all these little punks going in there and looting our information and getting paid for us by the taxpayers for jobs that were never appropriated by Congress. I mean, sending people overseas, that was an indictment against King George of England, you know, for pretended trouble. These people aren't even getting a trial, and they're getting sent over there. The Supreme Court, there's total cowardice on the part of the Supreme Court to not say, it should be cut and dried. I mean, the Fifth Amendment is absolutely clear that you are entitled to, no matter how heinous a crime a person commits, you're entitled to your day in court.
Well, and that's because people here are innocent until proven guilty. And that, I thought, was a principle that we all held very dear. I wanted to also debunk this talking point that I keep hearing about the order by a federal district court judge that the administration had to return the man from Maryland, I believe. Yeah, a federal district court can't order the government of El Salvador to do squat. But a federal judge can damn well order the president or Kristi Noem or anybody else in the U.S. government to do what they think is necessary to uphold the Constitution. We're going to have to leave it there. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll continue this discussion. It's one of the most important we've had in quite some time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good afternoon. Tune in tomorrow. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together against tyranny. Makes me that much smarter. Thanks for making me a fighter.